After a long day of impassioned speeches by Democrats, including civil rights icon Congressman John Lewis.
When you see something that is not right, not just, not fair, you have a moral obligation to say something, to do something. Our children and their children will ask us, what did you do?
And loyal Trump Republicans like Congressman Bruce Loudermilk of Georgia.
When Jesus was falsely accused of treason, Pontius Pilate afforded more rights to Jesus than the Democrats have afforded this president in this process.
The vote turned out to be just as preordained as we had all expected. Members of the House of Representatives split almost entirely along party lines, and that gave the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, the most powerful elected Democrat in Washington, a chance to make the historic announcement that impeached the president.
The yeas are 230. The nays are 197. Article 1 is adopted.
She waved down Democrats who were about to cheer. After a day spent insisting impeachment was a somber affair, she firmly indicated that she wanted no signs of public celebration. President Trump learnt of the vote while he was on his feet in Michigan, addressing a rally of supporters in the aptly named Battle Creek.
Oh, I think we have a vote coming in. So we got every single Republican voted for us. Whoa.
He hailed the outcome, delighted that no Republicans had crossed party lines to back impeachment in the House, something that just a few weeks ago was not a foregone conclusion. And he exuded confidence about the outcome of the Senate trial, where Republicans are in the majority.
The Republican Party has never been so affronted, but they've never been so united as they are right now, ever, never. And I know the senators, and they're great guys and women, too. We have some great women. We have great guys. They're great people. They love this country. They're going to do the right thing. They're going to do the right thing.
About that, he is almost certainly correct. He'll become not just the third president ever impeached, but the first impeached president who hopes to shake it all off and win re-election. A furious White House statement called the impeachment illegitimate, a sham, and one of the most shameful episodes in American history. It's unclear whether voters agree, but we'll all be finding out between now and next November.